By the way, if memory serves, and I don't know if it does, we've done Mad Max 1.
Yes, that was a We Love Movies and Fury Road.
So dig that up.
And Fury Road, and we've done... Which did we did.
Yeah, we did. We did Beyond Thunderdome at the Frequency Festival.
And we released that as an episode. Yes.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And I want to be clear about one thing. Unfortunately, Chris couldn't be with us today because we had to sell him to get the gasoline to give you this episode. It's tough times right now.
Really tough times. I had to sell him. I sold him to a Morton Joe's breeding facility.
The cool thing is, though, it was a steal because we traded Chris in. We got all this guzzling. Mm-hmm. And this gorgeous blonde twink that's just hanging in the studio.
Oh,
now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great trade. Good vibes.
Thank you. I have been working on my weight. So thank you.
Sorry, dude. You're way too old to be a twink these days.
I know.
You're just a big blonde bear, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Twink death. Anyway, here we go. Road Warrior.
I love this intro with all of the news footage from the 20th century.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that would. It's all it's taken now to destroy all this shit that
for
we have.
For reasons long forgotten, two mighty warrior tribes went to war and touched off a blaze which engulfed them all, showing you how petty this shit is. Stop fighting, countries.
Seriously.
What are you doing?
What are you shoving each other around?
Honestly, the whole idea of nations is stupid. When you think about the fact that, like, there's millions of planets in the galaxy, you know fucking aliens are out there some way, just to be like, oh, my country. No, we're a planet, man, and we got to start thinking like it.
You're talking about one world government?
I am, but in a good way.
I'm trying to brush up on my Louis Strauss.
Oh, yes. They're Left Behind, dude. That's what they're always worried about, is
Left the one world government.
They're worried about that in the Left Behind series, people being raptured on an airplane.
Yes.
And then they're like, uh-oh, this is going to lead to a world government?
Well, no, I think it's before that starts to happen. Like, as that's happening.
Fuck. Obamacare first.
God's like, let me get my... there's one world government. Ew, let me get all my precious little babies out there.
Yep.
And then all the devil people are like, and the people who are kind of like middling get to have to deal with the one world government.
I like that God just kills you to save you. That's pretty cool.
My special little babies. Aww.
Yeah.
My special little babies.
Let's go suck on God's big nipple. Let's all curl around it.
God's big nipple. Didn't they shut that place down?
you're curled up next to it like a litter. You and all the others.
If I'm Max Radikowski here, I'm like, when did the rapture happen? I guess I missed the rapture.
Yeah, dude. That's got to be embarrassing, right? Like, you wake up and it's like, oh, looks like the rapture happened and I did not have a ticket.
That's sort of like how 28 Days Later starts.
Yeah.
That's true. What's the deal with him at the beginning of that movie? He's in the hospital for what reason?
He's in a coma because he was a bicycle courier. He got hit by something.
That's right. That's right.
Man, I mean, I rewatched both of those the other year. Both are excellent. I actually really like that second one, 28 Weeks.
I got to go back to the second one. I've only seen it once.
I liked it a lot. I saw it in theater. Do we see it together in theaters?
Probably.
Village East, I believe.
And then you went and kissed God's nipple together.
Actually, speaking of why we're doing this episode is because at the end of this month, Furiosa is coming out.
Fuck yeah. You know, honestly, they have two trailers for that out now. The second one, I mean, I think it looks baller as fuck. I'm excited.
The trailers look better than I thought. I will say, and I mean, again, and she will, I'm going to credit my wife for this. She brought up something that I found interesting. And I think because this will actually get us into the Road Warrior, which is good because that's what we're talking about.
It's all right, Steve. We got all the time in the world.
Every Mad Max movie is like almost a totally clean slate from the last one.
Yes.
Right. Wherein, not just like from like a storytelling perspective, but aesthetically, the colors, the music, everything is totally different. Except this looks like it wants to look like Fury Road.
Yes,
more so
true.
Than I feel like, you know what I mean? At least for the trailer, which again, we're just talking trailers.
Yeah.
It's trying to set itself in the same universe. It looks really like a sequel as opposed to other Mad Max movies, which are just sort of like, it's Max, it's a whole new tableau.
It's sort of like an oral history where someone retells the story and it changes each time.
Right.
Oh, now we're thrown in the airline captain sort of merging with Max this time. We're just retelling the same story in a different way.
Yeah.
And this, to your point, yes, it is direct prequel.
Yeah.
Here's Morton Joe's in it, I believe.
Like, we're seeing the flaming guy with the guitars back.
At
like
the
that
same
kind of
time, when you strike oil, you refine it. Chunga, chunga, chunga. Whatever that.
Well, because I would argue a lot of those differences between those three original movies and then indeed into Fury Road, it's all just a higher budget each time.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, so that money's playing a part in it. I mean, I feel like, yes, there's definitely artistic decisions that go along with it, but like,
for sure,
the money is the big thing. Yes, each time.
And then obviously next time around we get Tina Turner hanging out because we got that kind of, we got Tina Turner money.
Yes, mm-hmm. we have Tina Turner money, and we've got stuff like her big apartment that she's got in Thunderdome. I mean, Thunderdome itself, like all of that stuff.
Yes,
big set piece kind of things. This Road Warrior is much still in line with Mad Max, where it's like, we are really just crashing cars in the Australian desert.
It's a low-budget science fiction action movie.
And it's smart because this time around, we're not talking about the city at all. There's no law, no order.
Yep.
It is just the roads. That's it. You know, which is the way we start. Yes, we got this great...
Life is a highway.
And I want to drive it all night long.
I'm being pulled over by Officer Sugar Tits.
White Line Nightmare, it's described as.
That's right.
That's a great line.
An hour with Mel Gibson. Yeah. Hanging out with that fella.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.